All right, is the Melbourne CBD back? My observations, because I walk to and from work each day, is that in the late afternoons and the evenings and on the weekends, the crowds are pretty good. I think the lunchtime crowd, though, is not what it used to be because there's still a shortage of people actually working in the CBD. Our next guest is still the Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Sally Capp. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom Elliott.
How much longer are you Lord Mayor for?
Oh, another few weeks, and I'm really making the most of it. I love this role, and it's been an honour, and it's been a blast.
What happens when you leave? Does Nick Rees automatically become Lord Mayor for a few months?
He does. The legislation's very clear that the Deputy Lord Mayor becomes the Lord Mayor, so Nicholas Rees will be the 105th Lord Mayor of Melbourne.
And is he going to run, do you think, as Lord Mayor for the next election?
I think that's really for Nick to say.
Has he talked to you about it?
Well, from my perspective, I really hope he does. He's worked so hard and he's achieved a lot and he knows the city and the people of the city very well. So I think he'd make a very good candidate.
Well, we'll get him on soon. Now, obviously, you came to. How long have you been Lord Mayor for now?
Almost 6 years.
Yeah, and I mean, you had the great misfortune to have to deal with the pandemic, which is not an issue of your making, and obviously it killed things in the city a bit. Do you think the Melbourne CBD is back?
It's going so well, Tom. There's no doubt that it's different, and we would expect that after the biggest disruption we've ever experienced, which was the pandemic. But we can really see not only is there positive momentum, it's really got traction, and that's what this data is telling us.
Well, what sort of traction am I, and it's just anecdotal because I used to work in the city a lot. I still think the lunchtime crowds are perhaps lower than what they used to be, but on weekends, I think the city is as full as it's ever been.
It's true. Sunday used to be our quietest day, and now Monday tends to be our quietest day. But Sunday's absolutely booming, and we see more retailers opening on Sundays, more cafes now opening on Sundays to make the most of that foot traffic. That's just one example. We see foot traffic lift in the evenings, up 20-30%. And again, that's why we've been working with retailers to see if they might stay open later into the evenings. But what's stunning about this data, Tom, firstly, is that commuter foot traffic last week, so that's actually measuring foot traffic around our major train stations at those worker commuter times between 8 and 10 and in the afternoons between 4 and 6, that was at 98% on average across the week last week on
Sorry,
2019 levels.
oh, I see. So it was almost back at 2019 levels, the last full year
Exactly.
before the
That's our
pandemic.
benchmark. Yep, that's our benchmark. And then, of course, that's translating into wonderful outcomes in retail shops opening, the retail vacancy rate down as low as around 8%, as you said. It's the lowest of all of the capitals, capital cities in Australia. And just to give you a sense, pre-COVID, so the 2019 benchmark was at about 5.8%. So we're really getting back to those normal levels.
Do you think the state government will authorise the opening of a second injecting room and that this one will be somewhere in the CBD?
Tom, I'm waiting, as many others are, to understand the detail of the report and the decisions to be made by the state government into the future on that matter.
Do you think we should have it?
Oh, well, we've discussed this and debated it many times at town hall and with you as well, Tom. The fact is that these sorts of facilities help save lives, but as we've often discussed, they need to be placed where we can really mitigate any negative impacts on traders, residents, students,
Yeah.
visitors, etc. And it's a really tough dynamic to get right. But it's been achieved in other places, and so that's a real focus.
What's been your greatest achievement as Lord Mayor?
Oh, wow, Tom. So many amazing things over the course of the 6 years, and I'm just one part of a big team here at Town Hall, and of course, working with lots of other stakeholders. So, one of the great things is what I call the A team of Melbourne. So many active, amazing people, but really, you nailed it at the start, Tom. working through and leading through the pandemic was the most extraordinary experience in my professional life. And the fact that we've seen not just the rebound, but really the whole reimagining of our city post-COVID is extraordinary. We were one of the cities with the most days in lockdown. We had that unenviable title, and to be back at our vibrant best really is wonderful to see. And it's been big joint efforts to get there.
Well, thank you for your time, and well done over the last 6 years. And if I don't speak to you again, I will speak to you again, of course, but if I don't speak to you again on air in your capacity as Lord Mayor, enjoy your, well, it probably isn't retirement, is it?
No, it's not, but new adventures ahead. Thank you, Tom. Always great talking with you.
All right, Sally Capp, Lord Mayor of Melbourne, for a few more weeks.